This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia said Ukrainian artillery hit a Russian town for the third time this week, and drones struck two oil refineries and an uptick in attacks on Russian territory as Ukraine prepares a Western-backed push to end Moscow's invasion. Inside Ukraine, Russian installed officials said five people had been killed in Ukrainian army shelling of a Russian-occupied village in the east, where Russia has fought months of bloody and inconclusive battles to try to seize more territory. The U.S. Senate awaits House action on the debt ceiling and budget cuts deal, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With top House Republican Kevin McCarthy furiously trying to sway skeptical conservatives, Senate counterpart Mitch McConnell's urging the party to stay together.
House Republicans' unity gave them the upper hand. They used it to secure a much-needed step in the right direction.
Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer's warning Republicans against scuttling the bill.
Any needless delay, any last-minute brinksmanship at this point would be an unacceptable risk.
And says the Senate will move fast when the time comes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Wednesday the U.S. was serious about peace in Sudan after Sudan's army suspended talks with a rival paramilitary force over a ceasefire and aid access.
We want them to take the opportunity for peace seriously. We're certainly serious about it. We're helping represent and facilitate these conversations. We want to see them act accordingly.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app.